show Saturday night at PJ's Lager House as Hit Society, the Factory Girls, and the Afterburners are playing. Also, Awesome Jarvis and the Whale has a show tonight at PJ's Lager House with an extremely reasonable door cover. And but on Saturday night, they're going to be playing at the New Dodge along with Forgotten Lover, Gentleman's Guide, and the Drunken Dom and the Roaches.
You and my Prince Charming.
In the background right now, we've got Tracy Cash Thomas. She's doing her fourth annual Jazz at the North. It's a venue down in Southgate on Beck Road. And Sunday afternoon, Tracy Cash Thomas is going to be playing at something called Jazz at North. That's the name of the venue. Also on Sunday, if you're not aware of it, the Insane Clown Posse have a show at St. Andrew's Hall. That's on Congress in Detroit. Friday night, a couple other shows going on. Laura Rain and George Friend are playing the Harbor House. A new project with Shane Saunders called Minergy is playing a venue called the Great Baraboo Brewing Company. And that is in Clinton Township Friday night. They're going to be playing there. And also Friday night, Amy Gore is playing at the Loving Touch. And joining her on the stage that night, on the bill, is Patrick Davey and a Ghost. And a band that I really like their name. I haven't seen them yet, but they're called Twine Time. And I remember the song, Twine Time. That was a great, great tune. I think I've already mentioned that the Brothers Groove are playing tonight at the Northern Lights, and Planet Dino Net is at the Dirty Dog Jazz Cafe, and of course Will Bennett is playing tonight at the Dakota Inn. James Glass has a show Saturday night at the Harbor House. And I think we pretty much got them all covered. I hope you're well, and please get out and support live music if you can. Remind you, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. We will be going live in just a matter of minutes with the Flying Crowbars.
So sorry. Who you gonna talk to about how to zombie move?
As soon as we get the thumbs up, we will be cutting in and going live.
Your chopsticks upside down. I can't believe you'd have my fool with anybody else but me. And if you change your mind, guess what? I won't come running. I won't come running. Don't you know what it could have been like if you'd only picked me? Yeah, I was the girl for you. Anyone could plainly see, yeah. What you could have had, what you could have had, babe. Well, it's too late, so sorry.
Oh, what you could have had. Let's not make that happen tonight. If you've got a Valentine, be sure to say, tell her or him what they mean to you. Words and actions speak louder than gifts, I think. Tracy Cash Thomas has a show down at the Jazz at North. That's what I wrote down, Jazz at North. and it is in Southgate on Beck Road, Sunday afternoon. Tracy Cash Thomas, great vocalist who won a couple years ago the Jazz Vocalist of the Year. Got Amy Gorner, Valentine's, how appropriate for Valentine's Day. They have a show at the Loving Touch tomorrow night. We'll give that a spin until we're ready to go live with the Crowbars in the studio. Going to have to bring down Jennifer Westwood, who is playing with the Blue Collar Boys at Stingers Friday night, because we are ready to go live in the studio. Are you ready, Mr. White?
We are ready to go on the motor live drive at 5 today. We have the almighty flying Crowbars here in the studio. Hey, guys, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In fact, James and the boys are ready to go. They're flying wild here today.
Yes.
In fact, James.
Yes.
What are you going to start off with today?
Walked all night.
Oh!
We're the Flying Crowbars. We're going to tear this room up.
All right.
We've already put a dent in the piano.
I don't
all night long. Look coming along.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, yeah, woo! Thank you.
Yay. Oh,
hey, Dale.
Hey, the fabulous up, Flying
baby?
Crowbars.
Hey, man.
Hey, James.
Yes.
James, would you like to introduce your band today?
Yes, I will. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got the fabulous Waylon Dale on the harp.
Right.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, we've got the greatly grooving, in the words of Sherm, greatly grooving Glenn Giordano, everybody, on the drums.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is James, and we have the fabulous, handsome, there'll never be another like this, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Eric Goble, everybody. Come on, listen to the story.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're going to do this next one, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. All you folks in here, you peoples.
All you people in the greater Dearborn area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Incredible.
Oh, yeah. That's because we are incredible.
Why? And it certainly is an incredible day on this Valentine's Day. You're doing love songs for everybody out there.
Yes.
And it is a very special day for you as well, James.
Yeah.
I've heard. Rumor
what?
Is.
What? What?
Rumor is. It is. Is this your birthday?
Yeah.
The brown sugar Romeo of Detroit is actually born on Valentine's Day.
That's right.
It's
29. I'm 29.
Going on.
Very hard life, yeah.
Oh, man. Ladies, you have to catch him. You got to see him live just to get the full
Seven
feeling.
Son.
And you will feel it if you see him live.
That's right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're playing next Sunday, right?
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday at the Blue Goose. The 20th. We got something coming up on tomorrow, but I don't Saturday.
Yep. Yeah, Saturday at the South River Lounge in Mount Clemens.
That's right. You know why?
Why?
Because we're the Flying Crowbars.
Wow.
That's why.
You're all over the place.
That's right.
All right. On Facebook, a couple of people have chimed in that they're listening. And
Go ahead.
A guy named Randy wants to say happy birthday, Chewbacca.
Chewbacca, he's talking about me. Thank you, Randy. Everybody's talking about the seventh son. Whole wide world, there is only one, and I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. Do things for you, make your heart feel glad. Woman's got another man. I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one that calls the seventh son. We'll be right back. another man, cause everybody's talking about the seven songs.
Sweet, James. Now, in fact, you might even say you are kind of the seventh son, the prodigal son here in Detroit. No. You've got a real history around town and around the country.
Oh, now, the world.
A worldwide. James, like, who are some of the people you've actually played with over the years?
Well, played with Eric, played with Glenn, I played with Waylon Dale.
All right.
Well, put it, who was the first person you went out on tour with?
Albert King.
Wow. Wow.
No, actually, the first tour I went out, Curtis Sumter. We went down south.
All right.
Then it was some guy from Chicago, and I really wish, I think it was Fast Fingers, Eddie Dawkins.
Yeah, Eddie Dawkins.
Jimmy Dawkins. Yeah, I thought the first major guy I played with was Jimmy Dawkins, other than those Motown cats I played with. And then I left here with Albert and Larry Davis. Got down south, played with Jimmy Vaughn, Joe Ely, Little Johnny Taylor, Coco Taylor, Ted Taylor, Zora Young. Went to Chicago, and then I really started traveling then.
Well, how old were you when you first left?
Two years old. I don't remember.
It was right after your first DUI. You were 8.
Thank you, fellas.
Yeah. and to say it's his birthday today, and he's only 28.
That's right.
And he's, yeah, to be able to have done all these things.
20 years on the road.
Yeah.
He's been on parole for 30 years.
And he's playing his Coral Pink Love Machine right there.
Oh, that's
Salmon Pink, man.
Salmon Pink.
Okay.
Salmon.
Get it together, man.
No mistake. Real men play salmon guitar.
Well, what else have you got for us today, James?
You'll hear it. You told me, baby, once upon a time, if I would be yours, you would be mine. But that's all right. I know you got yourself another boy, that's all right. Seem like every now and then I wonder who is loving you tonight. You told me, baby, that our love was strong. When I woke up this morning, big leg itself was gone. But that's all right. I know you're somewhere talking about me, that's all right. Seem like every now and then I wonder, oh, just loving you I know you don't love me no more, that's all right. Like every now and then I wonder, ooh, loving you tonight.
Now, along with James Cloyden here, other members of the band have a storied past that you can often speak of sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In fact, Eric has been around one of the finest guitar players in the Detroit area for quite a while. He's got a number of other bands he's playing with. In fact, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, now, how long have you had the Flying Crowbars together?
Well, James and I have been playing together now about 7 years, 7.5 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Crowbars, as our group, is about 4 years or so, yeah. I think now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been back in town about 9 years. I moved back in 2004, and I've been playing around ever since. I played with Chris Rummel, R.J. Spangler, Jerome Spearman, of course, Greasy Carlisi, a lot of good friends, a lot of good musicians.
Spearman.
I've known a lot of guys. I grew up playing rock and roll in this town with Johnny B. And, Johnny B. Badanchek, the rock and roll legend, the greatest rock and roll drummer out of this town ever. And
great songwriter, too.
Fantastic musician and a dear friend and really the king of rock. So I grew up around a lot of those people and was fortunate enough to get exposed to some old Detroit blues via, friendships with McCarty and such. Seeing Willie D. Warren back in the day and, the Butler Brothers. Like I said, Chris Rummel was old friend of mine and a great blues man. He played with those guys. And, just having at it and hammering it out here in the Motor City.
All right,
so
you're a good friend.
Here today.
You're a good friend of the Charles Buddy Smith as
I
well.
I sure am, yeah. Buddy's an amazing vocalist, one of the best I've ever heard anywhere.
And will you be playing with them this?
We're playing tomorrow. Glenn Giordano will be with us, and Waylon Dale, I think, will make an appearance. And we're going to be at the New Place Lounge right down the street here.
Mm-hmm.
It's for Buddy's Valentine show. should have a variety of music. It's not going to be just a straight blues show, but I'm sure we'll sneak some blues in there.
Why?
Somewhere.
He says it's going to be all love songs.
I expect, yeah. And, nothing says love like Murder and Blues by Pat Hare. So that's probably on the set list.
All right. Well, hey, what's on your set list from now?
Well, let's see. Right now, I guess we're going to do... we're going to do a song that I wrote. This is in B-flat. It's called Getting In. It's off the Flying Crowbars record. Hope you enjoy it. It starts with the drums. Diamonds or gold. Ain't got no money, no pearl. It's just my love that you're after, like all them other girls.
give you the best. Best love that you ever had. Make you forget all the rest. I might even drive you mad. Now when it's over and done, you'll know that I was the one. I'm getting in with you. I'm gonna make you mine.
Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, thank you, Eric. Thank you so much. Oh, it's one of the rare vocals from Eric. Eric Goble. What can I say? I'm just flabbergasted. Hey, I'm waking up here. In fact,
let's talk about Waylon for a minute.
In fact, I was thinking about that. Now Waylon Dale is one of the is a great harp player in town. And yeah,
you heard those lights too, huh?
Yeah. In fact, maybe we want to lower that mic for a little bit. Pull that down a little bit. There you go. Now you can reach that. Yeah, Waylon Dale. Waylon Dale is one of the finest harp players in town, working with the Flying Crowbars. How long have you been with the Crowbars?
Thank you so much. We're going to hear from James Cloyd, though. Enough about me. We got the man here. It's his birthday.
Speaking of that, a couple of birthday shout-outs to you. Wendy says that, James, you're the man. Mama D said, happy birthday. The show sounds great.
Thank you.
Jennifer Westwood wrote in and said, the only way you'd sound better is if you were in your underwear.
Thank you, Jennifer. Please don't mention that to Dylan, okay?
And Buddy Smith called to say, James, happy birthday. You guys are sounding good.
Okay. We're going to do a song written by Chuck Willis. Dog. Chuck Willis. This is... I didn't have the pleasure of playing with him, but I did play with his brother, Chick Willis, Kansas City.
Stoop Down Man.
Stoop Down Man. With
Chuck
the
is the king of the stroll, though.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. The Stoop Down Man and the king of the stroll.
Now, I didn't know that, and one day I was over at Eric's house, and I heard this song. I said, oh, my goodness. And then I had to go home and get on YouTube, because I did this with Otis Rush, and this is the way he did it. Chuck did it a little different, but this is the way Otis does it.
it. Shake my head and I ride away.
Now, you said you had a show next Wednesday at the Blue Goose and a show Saturday night at a place called the South River Lounge?
Yeah, South River Lounge in Mount Clemens, yep.
In Mount Clemens?
Mm-hmm. Where's that at in Mount Clemens?
South River Road, like it's the end of Harper, north of 16 and a half.
Okay.
Right there where Harper ends, turns into South River Road.
All right. Harper turns into South River Road.
It ends right there, and you have that little bank. It's right there.
Mount Clemens. Saturday night. What Saturday time are you going night. On?
It's 9 p.m. till 1 a.m.
All right.
Now, you know, I met Eric at the New Dodge Lounge, right?
Oh, yeah?
And I met
language.
I will.
I met... You're fine.
I met Waylon. Where did I first see you at, Waylon?
I tried to wipe that from my memory.
I'm so sorry.
Don't know.
I think we were playing with I don't remember. You were playing with the Alligators.
Yes.
And I came and saw you, I think. And Glenn was playing with Lady Sunshine. He used to come down to Cisco's on the Boulevard.
Oh,
and he'd come
goodness.
And sit in and he just he'd shuffle like a old dude from Texas.
He is a shuffling man.
And so, you know, before I got sick, you know, in 2000, I was going to play with him at the Blue Goose with Lady Sunshine.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And I got sick. He asked my sister, well, is he going to be better by Friday? She said, no, I don't think so.
You still ain't better.
And you're good, though.
But he's good, but he ain't better. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do a blues.
Blues works.
F sharp.
F sharp.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the key of, F is the key of love, and F sharp is the key of tough love.
That's correct.
That's a direct quote from him. That's right. People, yeah, he did. That's his quote. I'll never forget it. St. Louis Jimmy, my own arrangement. Well, I've had my fun. I don't get well no more. Well, I've had my fun. I don't get well no more. My health is failing me. And I'm going down slow. To tell my mother about the shape I'm in. Tell my mother about the shape I'm in. Tell Linda to pray for me. Forgiveness for my sins.
Well. last train south. Look for my clothes home. I'ma catch that last train south. Look for my clothes home. Listen, Roger. Listen, Big Roger. You don't see my body. All you can do is weep and moan.
Flying Crowbars right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We're coming up towards the end. They've got a big show in Mount Clemens at the South River Lounge on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Wednesday at the Blue Goose Inn on the 20th.
Yeah.
And any other big shows coming up?
We got some. I just don't remember where they are.
Oh, man.
The Intergalactic Blues Challenge.
Oh, that's right.
2078.
Yeah, we got the Intergalactic.
We won already. We're just waiting for the reverse of the travel.
That's right, the time travel. You know, the Flying Crowbars were kidnapped by aliens, and we entered the Intergalactic Blues Challenge, you know.
Of course.
We vaguely remember it when we were drinking our whiskey.
Yes.
You start this story at the end of the show. You're a tease.
Yeah. What's the best way for people to get a hold of the Flying Crowbars?
I would say either carrier pigeon or telegram.
You can try them on Google.
You
can Google the flying crowbars, and our schedule will come up, and we're on Facebook and stuff. So we're all over.
Okay, you got about 5 minutes left.
All right, let's see what we got here. How about A?
The girl made me a lover and I ain't gonna leave her be. Don't stand no cheating or she won't dog me around. I ain't gonna stand no cheating or she won't dog me around. Before she dog me around, she gonna be 6 feet in the ground. Now talk to your daughter.
Talk to your daughter.
Fabulous Flying Crowbars here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. I'm not used to people ending right on time. Man, you guys are good. In fact, coming up next week on the Motor Live Drive, we got My Pal Val.
Right.
All right. And what kind of band are they, Margaret?
Indie.
Oh, an indie rock band. But right now, we got to wish James Cloyd happy birthday one more time. 28 and still kicking.
Happy birthday, Jimmy!
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Any last words, James?
Yeah, what the devil?
Woo! All right, I think they're done for the day. We'll take it away. Oh, come on in for the Motor Live Drive at 5.
Hey, do you have...
There are a ton of social networking websites.
Go ahead, James.
Do you have any music in there? Can you play some Mose Allison for me?
Oh, I got to go to the next show right now. We got to have an old-time... Stay tuned on WHFR Dearborn for old-time radio theater.
You know...
This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, matchingdonors.com.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present old-time radio mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.